How do you say it?
Apothecary.
Apothecary.
It's the cantankerous one.
It feels so good.
Hi, I'm Shayla Tu, and you're listening to Two for Two, a two-minute weekly discovery into the lesser-known gems around town. Me and Aubrey are going to get a foot soak, but not just any foot soak.
After you.
Thank you.
We met Abby at Acupuncture and Apothecary, who showed us into the community room. She got us set up in comfy massage chairs with lots of buttons and fancy functions. And tea!
I'll have toasted rice.
I think I'm gonna go with the Moroccan mint.
We remove our shoes as Abby prepares a warm bath for our feet. A Tibetan foot soak, made with special herbs straight from the source.
I'm really hoping that this will help with my circulation in my feet.
Oh, do you need circulation?
Yes. Desperately.
Abby prescribed her dad a regimen of Tibetan foot soaks, and his plantar fasciitis went away completely. But for Abby?
I have really cranky feet, and so they make them feel happy.
Abby brings in buckets of hot foot soak formula and instructs us to test the temperature with a toe dip.
Ooh. Whoa, you went straight in.
I did.
How is it?
Hot.
You should have done a toe dip.
I did.
Our feet settle into the cozy herbal bath. It's time to relax. 30 minutes later, the soak is complete.
I don't want to put my shoes back on.
I know, it feels so good.
The blood-invigorating herbs have done their job.
Definitely no circulation issues right now.
Really? Are they feeling good?
They're full of color.
So there you go. Turn your cranky feet into happy feet and experience a Tibetan foot soak. I'm Shayla Tu. Join me right here on the Hill next Friday for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best-kept secrets in our area. Do you have a little-known thing or experience that should be featured on Two for Two? Email me, Shayla, at WCHL.com. That's Shayla, C-H-E-L-A. Until the next two.